Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Tes Avodah Zarah 19. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing a verse that comes in the end of Ezekiel in chapter 44 of the book of Yechezkel, which discusses the garments of the Kohanim. And the verse states, Pa'arei Pishtim Yu Arosham, they are going to have hats or turbans that are linen on their heads, Umichnasei Pishtim Yu Amosnehem, they're going to have pants of linen pants on their loins, and lo yachkaru bayaza, they will not gird themselves biyaza. So what is biyaza? That's what the Gemara asks. What does that mean? My lo yachkaru bayaza. Amar Abaye means lo yachkaru b'makom shemazian, that when the Kohanim place their belt on their bodies, when they place it on their holy garments, even though it is above the ketonet, they have to be very careful that they do not put it in a place where their body would sweat, meaning to say where the flesh rubs against other flesh, which causes sweat, which would eventually get through and soil the belt. As it states in the Braisa, Kishehem Chogrin, in Chogrin lo lamata mimasnehem, they are not allowed to put the belt underneath their loins, meaning to say where the skin touches each other under their stomach, but above their hips, and also not above their elbows, which is the place where the flesh below the shoulder rubs against the side of the body. That's too high for the belt to go, and the other one is too low for the belt to go, because it's going to be in a place where it's going to sweat. Elo, so where do they put it? Kineged atzile yedein. They have to put it corresponding to where their elbows come down. And the reason is because that's a part of the body which is less likely to sweat. In this context, the Gemara tells us a story on the top of Yud Testament Aleph about a great rabbi who was instructed how to dress by a non-Jewish king. So Amar Rav Ashi, Amar li Huna Bar Nosson. Huna Bar Nosson once told me. Now, who is Huna Bar Nosson? According to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Huna Bar Nosson was the person who was Miskayim Torah Gdula B'Makom Echad. He had Torah and greatness in one place, meaning to say he was both the smartest person when it came to Torah study, and was also the wealthiest person in all of Israel, except he was underneath Rav Ashi, and he was close to the king. So we're going to see from this incident that he was very close, that the king felt right at home with him. So Rav Ashi said that one time Rav Huna said to him, Zimna chada ava kamina kame dizgadar malka. One time I was standing in front of the king of Persia, whose name was Izgadar, and I was wearing a belt, and the belt was above my elbows. Vahave madgali Himyanai vitetioi nihile, and the king took my belt and he lowered it, corresponding to the elbows, exactly like our Bryce had said, so that I should be wearing a nice garment and I should be dressed properly. And the king said to me, Apostle, he said, Mamlechas Kohanim, the Goy Kadosh, the non-Jewish king, the Persian king, says to Rav Huna Bar Nosson, the verse from Exodus 19, verse 6, that you have to be a holy kingdom, a Mamlechas Kohanim, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. He says, so how, if that's the case, how come you're not wearing your garments in a glorious fashion? And it states that the Kohanim are not supposed to wear their belts too high, as it states, Lo Yachkaru B'Yaza. So therefore, the king lowered it. And Ki Asa Kamei Da Meimar, and so Rav Huna Bar Nosson told Rav Ashi, when I left the king's presence and I came in front of Amemar, he said to me, Amemar said to me, oh, you know, through the way the king treated you, you fulfilled the verse. Because it says in Isaiah chapter 49, verse 23, that Isaiah says that in the time of the redemption, Vayu Melachim Omnayach, your kings will be your like nursemaids, because we know that from it says in Numbers 11 verse 12 that Moshe Rabbeinu described himself that he carried the Jewish people Kasher Yisah Omein Esha Yonek, that just like the nurse carries her nursing child, that's how Moshe Rabbeinu carried the Jewish people. And so we see from here at this time where the king is telling you how to dress, that the Jewish people have fulfilling the vision of Isaiah, that all of the kings of the nations of the world will serve you, and we'll see from this that this is a beautiful thing, that the king is taking an interest in you in making sure that you're dressed properly. So first of all, we see from this that the rabbis were not afraid to learn halacha and to take fashion advice from the Persian king, and even though the Persian king was not considered to be a Talmud Chacham, but yet nonetheless he comes along and he tells Rav Huna kahuna that he has to dress properly. We also see from here that the way the Kohanim dressed was not just something that was unique to the Kohanim, that a great rabbi who wants to aspire to the teachings of the Kohanim should also try to dress in a similar fashion to the way the Kohanim carried themselves with a power, a spiritual power that was clear to all. And we see from here a fundamental lesson about why the Kohanim had to wear such special garments. And the reason is because when people looked at their garments, they were supposed to be inspired to come closer to Hashem. And this is what the Rambam Maimonides writes in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, chapter 5, Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes that the golden garments that the Kohen Gadol would wear, meaning the eight special garments that the Kohen Gadol would wear, and the golden garments were worn by the Kohen Gadol, except he would not wear them on Yom Kippur into the Holy of Holies. And this was a special mitzvah that the Kohen Gadol would wear so that he could come closer to Hashem, but not only that, so that people would look at them and they would be inspired to repent, that everybody would look at them and they will understand that the Kohen Gadol was trying to make a deep lesson for all of us, that we all have to look at his garments and recognize that there's an opportunity to come closer to Hashem. And so we see from here that the purpose of these special garments of the Kohanim is not to say, oh, look how great the Kohen is, but to say, oh, we have to look at these garments and think about the fact that this is an opportunity to come closer to Hashem and repent.